Here's a tax tip from the Von Allman School of Accountancy and the Gatton College of Business and Economics. If you're recently divorced, you may be wondering about the tax treatment of alimony, child support, and property settlement payments. If you're the one receiving these payments, you must report as income the alimony you receive, but you don't have to report the child support or the property settlement payments you receive. If you're the one paying these amounts, you can deduct the alimony you paid, but not the amount you paid for child support and property settlement. You can claim the alimony deduction whether or not you itemize your deductions, but you're required to report the Social Security number of the person you paid it to. To be treated as alimony, the divorce or separation instrument has to require that the payment be made, and it cannot designate the payment as being something other than alimony. For more information on the tax treatment of alimony, child support, and property settlement payments, check with a tax professional or go to the IRS's website, www.irs.gov. Tax tips on WUKY are made possible by Commerce Lexington's Access Loan Program, which provides access to financing and business advice to start or grow a business. Tyrone Tyra can help you learn more at 226-1625.